Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. This week's news that the National Trust for Historic Preservation had taken up the cause of preserving the Mitchell Park domes is a good reminder that there are some attractions that are simply integral to Milwaukee.
Milwaukee Magazine each year pulls together an issue that features favorites from readers and staff members alike. For a while, the issue described it as reasons to love Milwaukee. This year, though, they revert back to the better-known best of format, and senior editor Claire Hannon is with us in the studio to talk about how that evolved.
Well, originally we, when we went to Reasons, when we started calling it Reasons to Love Milwaukee as opposed to Best of Milwaukee, we kind of thought the Best of Milwaukee brand was not as popular as it once was. Maybe people thought it was kind of meaningless with so many best lists out there, some of which are published by us. And so we did Reasons to Love for 2 years, and that was, it was, as the title suggests, very positive. We highlighted really great things or just endearing things. Maybe there was a little less snark than in Best of issues past. So this year we went back to Best of Milwaukee and made it a little more servicey than it had been. So you can actually get some good suggestions on services or things to do or places to shop.
And we shouldn't necessarily take this to mean that these are not also reasons to love Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so much crossover. But there are some things like the entire city section. Really just things that entertained us thoroughly this year. Charlie Sykes' Donald Trump interview is one of them. Matt Rohde's roundup of the best of the police blotters.
I like that quite a bit. Yeah. Yes. I can't imagine how long he had to comb through these police blotters to find some of these things.
Believe it or not, there was a first draft with different items. I mean, this was hard to pare down. And the Waukesha blotter itself could be... We could do an entire issue on that. Anyways, and the Instagram accounts.
Yeah, so let's talk about the Instagram accounts. I was slightly miffed not to be on the list of best Milwaukee Instagram accounts until I realized that I would possibly displace Tank the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
And so I read this and instantly Tank the Hedgehog got another follower.
Yeah. Well, the magazine's Instagram, all media outlets have their own Instagram accounts. They have to. And people tag us all the time in photos, and we also just happen across photos of the city, and people love taking photos of the city. There are Instagram accounts just devoted to other people's photos of Milwaukee, and a lot of them are really cool, but we wanted to really show ones that showed maybe didn't shy away from the city's uglier aspects.
And Tank the Hedgehog, notwithstanding.
Yeah, Tank is in a category of his own. But, you know, not necessarily just, oh, here's a beautiful sunrise over Lake Michigan. So the city's interesting angles. Also, it's interesting people. We wanted that shown in cool ways. And then you have Tank the Hedgehog, which I believe is it's a couple that's their hedgehog, and they take photos of him in front of Milwaukee landmarks, and he is adorable on his own, but you throw in the Milwaukee landmarks and it's kind of like sensory overload.
And hedgehogs are just so darn trendy these days.
Well, and I mean, what other city has a Tank the Hedgehog?
So yeah, best Instagram accounts are definitely something to check out.
Sure.
The area that might be most controversial, we were chatting a little bit before this interview began, and you are likely to get some letters or correspondence about old fashions.
Yeah, Mitch, you might have heard the people of Milwaukee are deeply interested in the old-fashioned beverage. And so we asked some local old-fashioned experts to taste 6 locally made old-fashions. We had Katie Rose, one of the co-owners of Good Kind and, like, expert bartender of the city. Ron Faola, who has written a bunch of books on supper clubs. And then John Dye, who owns Brian's, which is a cocktail institution. Everyone knows that. And
could he not vote for his own?
Yeah. Well, we didn't have him make one. We're pretty sure it's good. But the So anyways, so we had six bars come into our office and make their best old fashioned, and
probably not too many people calling in sick that day.
Yeah, as far as taste tests go, this one, you know, the work was not so much work. And anyways, so the Packing House won for the Sweet Winter. That's the hands down classic. And then Supper had a very inventive take on the drink, and we gave them the Sour Winter.
So we should also, you did a number of things along the food and drink category, one of which made it into the Hall of Fame, and I imagine there was probably no shortage of people lining up to do any kind of taste test from Simmas.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, I mean, you and I are both Wauwatosans. We know the power of Simmas, and their what we did with the Hall of Fame this year was kind of take those Milwaukee classics and give you a lesser known fact about them. Okay, well, maybe not everyone realizes that Simmas did this huge addition, expanding into the space next to theirs, and it is adorable. I mean, if you thought the morning bun could not get any better, now you can have it in this absolutely adorable, stylish setting.
Right. It wasn't really a place that you could linger very long before.
No. There weren't many places to sit or stand even. And now there's plenty of space. They actually have a pretty good selection of gluten-free bakery. And our dining critic who wrote this one loves many of the items, including the cheesecake and the fruit tarts.
All right. So shopping is another big area. And I know you wrote a number of the pieces under the category shopping. Maybe you wrote all the pieces under shopping.
Yep. Shopping, that really goes toward the we want people to be able to use this in addition to be entertained by our little, you know, jokes that who knows if they're funny besides us. Yeah, we just rounded up some of the things that, of course, spoke to us the loudest over the course of the year. We are taking notes on this story all year round and then retrying or buying or doing whatever when we actually get down to writing it. And so one of my favorites in shopping is Clicks. They're the sneaker store in Shorewood.
And I was not familiar with Clicks, but it's pretty intriguing.
If you are a sneakerhead, I don't know if that's the official term, but if you like sneakers, they just have the coolest Adidas sneakers, and Adidas has been having a really good couple years.
You're saying the line goes out the door at this place.
It's great. Well, Clicks isn't a big place, so that's not hard. But they get some of these really trendy, buzzy styles that people just go nuts for. And then they have this cool arcade-like machine where you can manipulate a claw. And if you're lucky enough, grab a sneaker that maybe fits you.
Just one sneaker, though.
Well, I'm assuming you get the pair. And I actually saw today that they're opening a Vegas store. So that's
really
the Clicks brand.
From Shorewood to Vegas.
Yeah, exactly. Where will it stop?
All right. So I am guessing that given that this kind of comes together over the course of the year, when you get to the point where it's deadline time, there are a lot of people fighting to make sure their best ofs get onto this list.
I mean, people ask us if they can submit themselves all the time.
I was imagining Milwaukee Magazine staffers fighting for their picks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people, this is a fun story to write. It's fun to do this stuff or maybe go back to a place where you had a really amazing experience at earlier in the year. That, of course, is always fun. I imagine Dan Simmons had a great time writing about Bucks courtside seats.
I wondered whether that came from experience.
Oh, yeah. He did that and loved it. It's the best.
And, you know, I'm looking, of course, one of the things that always happens around here when the best of issue comes along is that we go scouting for, you know, interview ideas. And there are many that might come out of this. But the one that really jumped out at me, it's kind of refreshing to know that there are still cobblers in town.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. People swear by him, including staffers. And Peter has been doing it for a really long time.
Perhaps if the Adidas that you get over at Clicks start to come apart.
Well, it's not something that, you know, the internet is probably never going to fix your shoe for you. And, well, I don't know about that, but not in the near future. And so, I mean, it's kind of something you're always going to need. And to be able to trust someone to do that, especially if they're really expensive shoes, is a good thing. I'm really surprised you did not call out Novi and Moose, the bar dogs, as future interview subjects. But I can see where there would be roadblocks to that.
Well, and as for letting the world know where you get your car's oil changed, we'll have to make people buy the magazine.
I'm telling you, the nicest guys. It is super fast. I've been there before, and I've seen Milwaukee police, maintenance guys bringing in their cars. I've done the research on that one.
People just have to read the magazine to find out where this is.
Oh, yes, definitely. No revealing spoilers here.
Claire, thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Mitch.
Claire Hannon is senior editor at Milwaukee Magazine. She edited the Best of Milwaukee feature for the October issue. You'll find a link to the magazine at wuwm.com.